shattered dreams, the white powder, the attic fiends. Shattered dreams, the white powder, the attic fiends. As added dreams, the white powder, the attic fiends. As it's white powder, white powder, white powder, white powder, fiends. As it's fiends, as it's fiends, as it's.
Good evening, Brian. Or is it supposed to be Robiga? All I know is that nowadays nobody claims that's yo. I've had a cigar. I've currently got a pigger. If motherfuckers were orange, I'd definitely have a tigger. From my finger to the trigger, use my real fucking what exactly? And I really didn't know in case Tim ever asked me. Oh shit, it's Jim, God's gift to rhinoplasty. I know, but why don't you ask me? Are you still a funky junkie monkey junkie? Junkie, 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 junkie. Feel better about yourself yet? Let me get you moist. I used to say hoes less robust, my funky mullet voice. But all that shit is null and void, cause I made the junkie choice. When the truth is I'm the strangest type in this game of life. I'm the motherfucking boss screaming out, dunk me, boys. I'm ruthless and two teeth down the path to toothless. But the difference between you and me is that you never had the motherfucking balls to do this. Even though you did, I was always right there like, Brian, I'm the motherfucking ball, why don't you throw me in the air? But Robiga didn't care, unless he could dig in my wallet and say let's share. And that's who's got the bigger the small dick, get your junkie defense prepared. And hey Brian, you know that defense is another name for dope in the streets, right? Sorry about the pretense, but I need friends not protected by the street lights. That's how you achieve heights needed for an aerial rave. But hey, Robiga, I'm sure you had married a total babe. Hi, Brian, the name is James, and I've been known to play all of the strangest games, like the one where my glory has changed to pain. But I'm here to tell a story, and that's my claim to fame. Hi, Brian, the name is James, and I've been known to play all of the strangest games, like the one where my glory has changed to pain. But I'm here to tell a story, and that's my claim to fame. You owe me a beat, Brian, and I'm not trying to be an asshole who comes over and casts out your last bowl. But when you needed money to move, you hopped on AIM's loggers and said, Jim, I need food. I'll sell you beats, shirts, CDs, and eardrums weed. Would you believe within 10 minutes I had to leave? Stop home and leave my grandpa deceived. Cause a man better than me needed cheese. In under 2 hours, I was over like I had superpowers. And I gave you good, clean money for your funny modern-day proverbs. I bought bomb herb, 2 CDs, 2 shirts. But here's where the truth really hurts. You only gave me 2 beats and some excuse. Finesse me like you're a Chicago rap legend like Juice. And forgave me for being so obtuse. But if you didn't have shit to sell me, you had no use for me. I took abuse from you later when you talked down to me like I was a third grader. And here I thought someday I could be your neighbor. But I'm falling on my saber cause, oh bless me Lord, I once posted your phone number on a message board to prove I knew the legendary stank white statutory. Cause I always wanted to impress kids with my lame life savage story. Ever since then you ain't been no friend. I guess the good times had to end. And one day I was sad and I reached out to that old friend. I said, why Brian, what happened? I needed you to help me with rapping cause I've been snapping log. And you were like, sorry fam, but you're a savage dog. And if you came over and got established wrong, my wife's family might kill you, and that would be a sad-ass song. Damn, fuck. Down on my luck. My life must really suck. Like catastrophe and tragedy. Oh yeah, by the way, Brian, you know, AC alone once asked if he could rap with me. And Professor Maximilian, I don't care if our tracks shared and tracks are 1,000,000, but I wasn't ready in 2014. But someday we're gonna rap together and scare some children. Especially children in the rap game. I always had this shit tackled. I told motherfuckers on message board 15 years ago to practice their cackles from the cockles in my heart. And Brian, don't think I'm a hostile as I depart. I'll never charge an old friend who needs help with their art. Because you once told me I'm too smart for the world and got it pretty close, dude. I'm just too smart for art and girls. Ugh.